Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Steve Arterburn here for New Life Live. Psalm 89:15 says that blessed are the people who know the passwords of praise, who shout on parade in the brightest presence of God. We don't talk about this a lot around here, but are you praising God today? We're going to give you some reasons to praise God here today. Join us on the air with your questions about your life and those people that are annoying you at 1-800-229-3000. The boys are in today.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. Welcome to a special edition of New Life Live. This is Classic Friday, and all of our calls have already been taken and answered many, many months or years ago. We brought back some of the best. So welcome to New Life Live on Classic Friday.
I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your radio program and how much I've really grown personally because of it.
How do I hold boundaries with a man I've been dating for 4 years?
Stop, because a lot of our male listeners are calling their wives asking, are you listening to the New Life show today?
He feels about
yes
my mother
or no.
The way
wait,
I feel
wait,
about
just
his
stop,
mother.
Stop. Yes or no? Would he stand up to his mother if his mother's doing things that the two of you don't like?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend. I believe Henry's going to be joining us any moment.
Wouldn't that be great?
Well, it's on the list. Last time I said that, I made a mistake. But anyway, I think he's going to be here. You doing all right?
I'm doing good, Steve.
You know what? I was watching the DVD of this thing that we did with Integrity Publishing, Healing Rain, Michael W. Smith, the ones in the theater. And I got to tell you, John, you look good. You look good on the big screen, buddy. I'm telling you, you look great.
Thanks, Steve.
You did. And your information was so great. It was such a neat thing to see. You know, everybody in our own little private areas, we had our own friends. We did it for 20 or 30 minutes. They put it all together, and they showed it in theaters, and they're going to do it again. They're going to do it with Books A Million and Regal Theaters, and some other booksellers are going to do it. And I hope people will watch that, the Healing Rain Conference.
You know what I liked about it, Steve, was that it kind of brought all sorts of phases of our faith into the mix. You had Max Lucado,
yeah,
and you and me and Henry, and
Emmerich, Eggerich.
And who, Bob Buford. And Michael W. Smith. It sort of had like music, preaching,
yeah,
counseling, all to say, you know, there's good life for you, and there's healing for you, and everybody going the same direction.
And Henry's was
hi, guys.
Filmed. Hi, Henry. Welcome.
I couldn't get in my parking.
That's okay. You got to move the cone now.
Was that noise underneath the car?
That's right.
Bummer. That was the guy that put the cone there.
But anyway, Henry's was, you were on it was done on your boat, and it moved. And I'm looking at the thing in the background, and I've been on your boat, and I kind of got a little woozy watching it on DVD. We'll have to show it to you.
People said that, and I was kind of wondering about that. And the producer was going, well, it's, you know, it's better if it's like moving,
yeah,
you see the background.
Yeah.
Got a lot of seasick people in theater.
I'm sitting there going, this is good. But anyway, it was so great to do a seminar like that, and they're going to do it again. So watch for it in your area. Okay, praise. How often do we ever talk about praise here? But let's just talk about the therapeutic benefit of praise. I read this.
I think we should praise the therapeutic benefit of praise.
Let's praise it.
But, John's like, you idiot.
But God says those that praise him receive benefits. I mean, there are benefits to that, and sometimes we get so caught up in ourselves we forget this is about God down here.
Yeah, one of the benefits of praise is it does get you something transcendent going in your head.
Yeah.
Like, there's a big picture here. There's someone who loves me, who's going to resource me, who has a big, you know, plan and purpose and all that. And praise kind of, I think it allows you to, as much as we can in our finite way, look at things the way that God does. That's a good thing.
Well, it sure connects us.
Enlarges you.
Yeah.
It reduces us at the same time. Because when we praise, what we realize is that we're not the center of the universe. And
mm-hmm,
it gets us in a humble position of realizing when you praise God, you get over your entitlement.
Yeah.
And you realize that every breath and every good thing and every bite of food and every sip of water and every person in your life who loves you and every morsel of anything of value has come not from ourselves but from him.
Mm.
And gratitude is the wellspring of life.
It's so true. All through the Old Testament, it says throughout, they praised and worshiped God. So let's do that today. We praise you, God. And we thank you for the people that are going to call us today on 1-800-229-3000.
You're listening to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.NewLife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.NewLife.com.
Glad you joined us for this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. Henry Cloud. Just talking about getting some email and feedback. By the way, you can give us feedback instantly on the web. I'm about to pull it up right now, newlife.com. But Henry, you were looking over some of the things there that people were saying about our discussion on sex outside of marriage, and I just think you did a great job in explaining, just from a practical standpoint, that if sex gets ahead of the intimacy level and the connection in the relationship, you're always going to have trouble.
Right.
No matter what the Bible says, this is what I love, when stuff is just real, and then you can go back to Scripture and say, oh, look, the Bible talks about that right there. The same thing with...
Well, remember, the reality existed before the Bible.
Right. Well, when you look at pornography and what it does to a person, I can sit here all day and tell you why you shouldn't use pornography without ever quoting a scripture. So if you don't believe in the Bible, I can just tell you, you know, why you shouldn't. Then I can go back and show you, oh, right. Look, and right here it is in Scripture that backs up everything that I've said here.
Well, we just forget what the Bible says. It says that the person behind the Bible and the wisdom behind the Bible existed when everything was created.
Right.
If you go to Proverbs, it says that wisdom was there, and by God's wisdom, everything that came into being happened, and we know that that was Jesus because Colossians tells us that he was the one that put it all together, he held it all together, so he is the instruction book. But have you ever wondered, Steve, you know, people think, well, this is just some silly Christian rule. Have you ever wondered why non-Christians who don't read the Bible, non-believers, go to therapy and to SA groups and all sorts of stuff like that? Because split off, dissociated,
right,
unrelated to love, unrelated to commitment, sex has destroyed parts of their hearts, souls, and minds and lives.
Right.
And so it is reality. And then we find out, oh, this is what God said all along. And one of the most important things I think that we can ever do is get the essence of what Moses said in Deuteronomy, where he has this, you know, famous little speech there where he says, in the future, when people ask you, what are the meanings of all these laws, mm-hmm, and rules and stipulations and God's, you know, rules, tell them this: we were slaves in Egypt, and he brought us out with a mighty hand.
Just
look, here's the meaning. Our lives are upside down, right, broken, lost. He delivered us, and then it says, and then he gave us these statutes or these laws or these ways so that we might always prosper and that it go well with us. Mm-hmm. But we, as the rebellious child, I mean, you know, right, we have kids. You give them a rule to protect their lives and save their lives, and it's good for them. They hate you. They think you're a killjoy.
Right.
But
well, you look at the people who've been through Every Man's Battle workshop, they'll tell you, I was a slave to the world's view of sexuality, and God brought me out of it. It wasn't a workshop, wasn't a book or anything like that. well, some of them say boundaries brought them out of it, but it's for the most part. But it's so great to let that be the evidence of truth, is when you live it, what it does for you, and as you look at other people's lives and see what it does for them.
Okay, now I have a question.
All right.
Just to throw out there.
Callers, hold on. We're going to be here 3 hours. so just hold on. We'll get to it.
I was at a friend's house yesterday in Orange County.
Yes.
And it wasn't my paper, but it was lying around. It must have been yesterday's or Sunday's or something, Orange County Register. And there was an analysis in there, the red states and the blue states.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the red states, how the red states are, you know, the Bible-believing states, the strict, you know, pro-marriage, all of this. And did you see this?
Yeah, divorce rates are
higher. In the red states, the divorce rate is higher.
Yeah. Hmm.
And Barna was quoted as among, you know, the Christians, the divorce rate is virtually no different. And in terms of what we're talking about here right now, that really saddens me, because I think that happens a lot of times when Christianity and the faith is taught kind of like as just one big rule,
right.
But the deeper aspects of God's reality and his statutes that teach us how to love and how to have relationship and how to grow, and the deep kind of relational growth that makes marriages work, is often not talked about. And it's just sad.
Here's my belief. The red states, the red is very thin. And so a person believes in the Lord,
right,
and goes to church until things become a little bit difficult or inconvenient. And then when it comes down to my happiness or my good feeling versus sticking with what the truth is or what the Bible says, people go with their feeling, their happiness. And yeah, those states are red, but it's not very thick, not very deep.
And there's another part to that whole thing, Steve, which is kind of a commitment view of everything. So you've got a lousy marriage, just commit longer and stay in there in the misery longer. Or you know, if you commit yourself to not doing bad things. And commitment and willpower, they're first cousins.
Yeah.
They will always fail us. And so people don't go to the resources that God gives us of love and healing and community and grace and all those sorts of things.
Right.
It's a huge part of the marriage problem.
You hung in there, but did you go to counseling for yourself? Did you try to get marriage counseling for both of you? Did you transform? Did you do?
Yeah, their whole life is hanging in there. What a crummy way to live.
Yeah. All right, 1-800-229-3000 if you'd like to join us. Dr. John Townsend, he is the author of Who's Pushing Your Buttons? Dr. Henry Cloud is the author of The 9 Things You Simply Must Do to Succeed in Love and Life. And Steve Artimer here, my book, Feeding Your Appetites. All three of those are by Integrity Publishers. And hope you'll look at the website, get a copy of those at newlife.com. Let's go over here. I'm telling you, we have got a great call here from Kathy from Boston, Massachusetts. She listens to WEZE. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to New Life.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I love your program. It's just fabulous. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm married. I've been married for about 3 months to the most amazing man in the world. No offense. He's just amazing, and we have such a great marriage.
What would the offense part be?
Do you think we'd be offended that you found someone more wonderful than us? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Is that the way it comes across on the radio?
Yeah. Hey, no offense to you, of course. Okay. And to anyone,
we're not offended. We're grateful that, you know, like, there's somebody on our team, on the male team, that's, like, getting, you know, good marks.
Yeah, personally, I'm relieved.
Totally. Yeah, me too. I'm very glad.
3 months married, and you still think he's wonderful?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's so far so good. I'll call you in a year and let you know how it goes.
Okay.
No, we're going to play the tape.
Say it again?
We're going to play the tape back to you.
Yeah, please do.
If you're bugged with him, we're going to say, see, it's your fault. You loved him at one time.
Right. Oh, sure. The reason I'm calling is because my husband was engaged once before, and she actually passed away. She had cystic fibrosis. And she died about 2.5 years before I met my husband. And I just can't stop myself from comparing myself with her, even though I never knew her, and I, you know, I've only heard about her. I still am just constantly comparing myself with her and trying to convince myself that I'm a better match for him. And so I'm just wondering, what do I do to get over that and just enjoy what we have?
Mm. Well, I got a question for you. Before there was a her and before there was a him, did you have issues with comparing yourself to some internal standard that you're not good enough or you could be better or this, that, and the other?
Yes, okay. That's for sure, yeah.
Okay, so can we agree, especially since you don't even know her, can we agree this has nothing to do with her or him?
I guess so. I haven't thought about it like that, so that's a new thought process for me, but probably yes.
That thought process can change your life.
I was thinking the same thing, Henry. I think this phone call is divinely appointed for you to live a completely different life because Henry
exactly.
asked you one simple question that you never ask yourself.
That's See, all. What we don't realize is that we are externalizers by nature. And what we do is we find external things to validate our internal world and the state of our souls, and we act out the internal world and the state of our souls on that easel called life, and we paint our internal world onto that easel. You know, Proverbs says, guard your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the issues of life. So if you've got an issue of competitiveness with his ex, that issue is not coming from her beauty or her wonderfulness or her character or all the wonderful things that he, you know, liked about her. It's coming from this internal feeling that you have of comparison to an ideal standard, and usually that's rooted in, you know, something in your development and maybe a significant relationship from somewhere where you learned you needed to be more to have their love or something. But go internal to the soul and work on the tree, like the Bible says, the inside of the cup, and you can resolve this.
Where do I start?
I would say a great book to start reading would be Changes That Heal. Would be a good little place.
Changes That Heal would be great.
Would be a great place to start. But let me tell you something you're going to have with him that she didn't have. You're going to have a longer history, and you're going to have more memories, and you're going to develop stuff that she did not have with him. And once you realize that the comparison of her isn't the real issue, and you start living in the moment with him, you are going to experience your great guy in a totally new and different way. No reason to withhold any level, any part of you. You'll have intimacy that you never even dreamed you could have.
Exactly, and you're going to find that when you do a little detective work, there'll be like this one or two areas that you feel like in all areas you're not, you know, adequate in. It might be your beauty, or it might be your ability to have structure, or your ability to be empathetic, or, you know, have answers, or whatever. Find out where you feel like you're not so strong, and you tend to not do well in comparisons in general with other people, and begin to shore those up.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Kathy?
Yeah.
Do you have a sibling?
Yes.
Was a high performer or got more attention?
Absolutely.
Younger?
Older, actually, but you would think she's younger. Yeah.
What was the age difference?
You would think she's younger. Definitely is how she is. High performer. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, might be a place to start.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's really helpful. To apply all of these things literally would change the way I.
Yeah.
Do marriage.
If we had a music background on our program, when Henry said that about your sister, the music would have gone, dun-dun-dun-dun.
but then they think we're in an episode of Law and Order.
Yeah.
Dun-dun.
Yeah.
Hey, just realize what the child can't realize, which is, you know, quote mommy and daddy, which means the people in life that I need, whoever that turns out to be later, have enough love for more than one person. Mm. And one of the other, you know, Steve was mentioning the benefits. One of the things that you have in him that she didn't have was you also have an expanded him.
Mm.
That his heart is larger now than it was when she had him, because he has a greater capacity to love because he has experienced love before. And children don't realize that love isn't a finite thing. There's only so much to go around, and if mommy gives it to the sister, then I don't get any. And a higher mature love realizes that, you know, God loves a whole world.
Right.
And you love more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's as big as you are.
Okay, we're going to send you a copy of Changes That Heal, and I'm going to send you Every Man's Marriage, and hope you two will read that together.
Okay? We already started. We have it.
All right. Then I'm going to send you...
How to Be
That's
Better
okay.
Than Your
Changes
Sister in
80s. Be
steps. That's probably not a good
my
idea.
My mother, my sister. How about that? Now, I'll send you Every Man's Bible, and you can give that to him as a gift for him being the world's greatest man. All right?
The tell-all book so about much. My sister that finally evens the score.
All right. We're so glad you called. Hope that's helpful to you. God bless you there. You are listening to New Life Live. Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a resource. It's The Power of a Blessing by Eugene Peterson. It's some of the great verses out of The Message. What a great book. It's a great gift book. You'll love it. It'll bless you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about that.
This classic program from the archives of New Life Live will be right back after this short break. Today's show has been pre-recorded. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back.
I found out 4.5 months into my marriage that my husband has a sexual addiction. I signed up for Women in the Battle.
The Women in the Battle workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
When I got to Women in the Battle, it was the first time I'd actually met face-to-face with people that had been through it.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 24th through the 26th in Dallas, Texas.
The beautiful thing about Women in the Battle is it stopped the bleeding, I guess you could say, because I got to tell my story. I felt validated, and the therapists, they understood because they'd been there themselves.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It's invaluable. I figured that I saved myself thousands of dollars in therapy back at home by going to that workshop.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I would just kind of be paralyzed sometimes. I would just stay home. I would kind of sit in a chair and just kind of write or maybe talk to my wife a little bit, but I just wasn't living a fulfilled life. I'm a recovering addict, and so I'm always looking for a quick fix. What Christian counseling has done for me is made me realize it's the journey that's the important thing.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
You don't want to shortchange yourself. Counselors are so good at helping you to see patterns in your life that you've never seen before.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. Now back to the boys.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and we have a couple of things coming up. We have the Intimacy in Marriage Weekend. It's coming up July the 22nd in Washington, D.C. Some of the things that are going to be presented: sacred marriage, the sexually competent husband, secrets from the Mediterranean that lead to intimacy and the most fun marriage possible. Marriage, the school of forgiveness. Intimacy, when intercourse isn't possible. See, we're going to talk about emotional intimacy, spiritual intimacy, and physical intimacy, and the sexually confident wife, all part of this amazing intensive weekend, July 22nd, 23rd, 24th. You will not regret this. My wife and I went to something similar to this without biblical truth, and it was powerful. And this, combining God's truth, all of us need to continue to develop the level of intimacy in which we are interacting in marriage. This will help you. If you're feeling left behind in the area of intimacy, come to this.
1-800-NEW-LIFE, July 22nd, 23rd, 24th, in our nation's capital, home of the lack of intimacy, right there. We're going to do it. We want to see you there. If you support us with a gift of any amount, we'll send you this great piece on surviving grief. It's a booklet we put together. Very powerful. I think you'll love it. And don't forget, Club New Life, $20 a month. And we send you the tote bag, the coffee mug, the book by John Townsend, note cards, anything we can do to say thank you. And then $20 a month. It really changes everything for us. We have another Everyman's Battle weekend coming up June the 10th. And then this life-changing experience called Women in the Battle is June the 24th. So many women have been changed and have a new hope and a new freedom because they went to Women in the Battle because somebody in their life was struggling with sexual integrity. You can find out about that and everything else we do at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Okay, we talked about red and blue states. I look over on the website, and it says, here's a guy writes in, or Debbie writes in, I'm saddened that you would comment on the red states versus blue states in such a way to suggest that being Christian infers one should vote Republican.
Where did we say that?
We never said that, Debbie. Now, come on.
Come on, Debbie.
Not the case, as I see it. I voted Democrat and very much Christian. How very sad. We never ever said. We were talking about this article that said that there were more Christians in these blue states.
Well, actually, what it said was that the states were the ones that had the most vocal positions on the value of marriage and commitment to marriage and, you know, high regard for the Bible and morals and commitment and all this, and yet the behavior did not match the commitment.
Right.
Okay, and so what we were commenting on, not was red and blue or anything about politics, what we were talking about is that what George Barna has found in his research, which is what Jesus preached against over and over and over, which is that a lot of times, as Steve said, people's commitment and values are either thin or, as I said, they're not getting sometimes the work and the help and the teaching or even finding out that the Bible goes past just making the stance or the commitment, as John said, but actually getting in the deeper life of transforming your soul.
Yeah.
So it was not a political statement.
Right.
If it sounded that way, we apologize. Yeah. We stay away from politics on this show.
We are a political-free zone.
In fact, let's start our own political party.
Yeah. The boys party.
Let's see. Red and blue is purple, I think.
Yeah, it is. The purple party.
We'll be the purple party.
Yeah.
We're the clear party.
While
Stephen Wright said, how do you know you're out of invisible ink?
True. While we're figuring this out, let's go to Stacy, who's waiting patiently there, listens to KWRD from Dallas, Texas. Stacy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Doing all right.
Good. I have a question.
Okay.
First, let me say, I take my lunch every day at noon so I can come to my car and listen to y'all's program.
Well, thank you. What are you having today?
Oatmeal.
Okay.
Oatmeal for lunch?
Oh, man.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal?
What is that? The boring diet? Are you
no, on? It's easy. It's easy to bring to my car.
Okay.
But how do you keep it warm?
Well, I make it before I come out.
Oh, microwave? Hmm.
Short walk to the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're glad that your cholesterol is in check. How can we help you in your personal life?
Okay.
Maybe achieving balance? Would that be a topic?
I'm supposed to get married in a week.
Somebody told you had to?
No.
Now, supposed to.
Supposed to?
If yeah. I was on the other end of that one.
And you didn't like oatmeal.
I have a friend who every day calls me and wants to know if I've addressed an issue.
What's
my
the issue?
My fiance is Church of Christ, and I am Assembly of God. Now, we've both tried each other's churches, and we both decided that he can continue to go to his church, and I'm going to continue to go to mine.
How was that a decision? How'd you land there?
I'm not comfortable in his church, and he's not comfortable in my church.
Well, you know, we're going to a break, and it's a big issue, but we've got to talk about comfort levels as well as trying to create something new that's better for both of you.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Then your friend won't call you every day.
Why? I got a question for you over the break.
Okay.
Why can't a Christian who loves God kind of be comfortable anywhere.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back for more New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000.
We appreciate your faithful support of this program. To give a tax-deductible gift of support or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be right back with New Life Live after this. At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, and your phone calls at 1-800-229-3000. If you need some help, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And we are talking to Stacy, who's about to enter into a bi-denominational marriage, which we have some thoughts about. Stacy, just to get rolling here, can we be real truthful with you and be a little tough on you, or would you like for us to be superficial and easy?
No, I want the truth.
Okay.
Well, be tough.
All right.
Let us ask you a question first.
Okay.
What is uncomfortable? Like, what's so distasteful to each of you that you would put that over and above your relationship?
For me, in his church, it's not that it's uncomfortable. It's boring.
All right.
It's not. So, you know, I'm used to.
Are you saying, for the sake of a lifelong commitment, I can't endure being bored for an hour a week?
Oh, there's no music.
Oh, gosh, that'll kill you. What what is his perspective?
As far as my church,
yeah,
he's uncomfortable with the instruments and the way that we worship. And then if someone gives a message in tongues, it just, he walked out that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty different worship forms going on there. Very, very distinct and unique. We were talking about the lack of music in his denomination and the more, shall we say, free-flowing form of worship with yours.
Right.
Do you know what the Bible says about this kind of issue, about disputable matters? It basically says, if you go to Romans, it says, let's please the other fellow, not ourselves, and do what is for his good, and thus build him up in the Lord. And it basically says, be convicted in your own mind about what's good, and then keep it to yourself. So the point is that about, and this is just an example, Stacy, but if you guys are going to get married and make a lifelong commitment, what's at stake here is not what church you go to. What's at stake here is whether or not you guys have the capacity to deny yourself for the sake of the other in a way that's mutually acceptable. And this is going to be finances. It's going to be where you go on vacation. It's going to be what kind of foods you decide to have for dinner. It's going to be how you raise your kids. This isn't about church at all. This is about two people's character and whether or not you can go the other person's way for the sake of a marriage.
It does raise red flags about how you're going to handle other issues.
Right. It's not about church.
So you could end up with these parallel lives in the same house and miserable because he's eating at Jack in the Box and you're eating over at McDonald's. I mean, really, you could end up solving problems that way all the way down the way.
You find this a lot, especially with people who sometimes are older. I don't know how old you are, Stacy. But their thought is, I want to have all the benefits of singleness and be married to you. And they kind of like try to pull that off, which all the freedoms and all the flexibility and all the kind of comfort levels, these aren't bad things, but a lot of them have to go away when you're married. And that has to be sort of like blown up. It's the end of that for something much better.
Now, what are your thoughts?
How are you thinking about what we're saying?
Well,
time to find another talk show?
No. You know, I've prayed about it, and I guess on a conscious level, I've even said, you know, I'll go to his church, and I'll do the best that I can, and then I'll still listen to my praise and worship in the car.
That's a good idea.
Even though he doesn't really agree with it.
Okay, but not only, you don't need to listen to the music when he's in the car. But, you know, there are other times in the week that you can go and experience a worship service the way you want to do it. But at least you end up with him.
And why can't he do the same?
Yeah.
He goes to yours sometimes.
I never thought of it that way.
You never thought of that a marriage is about mutual sacrifice?
Well, I mean, I understand compromise and sacrifice, but I don't necessarily think that I would want him to go and be so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that to him.
Well, that's fine. But you know what? I'm concerned for him. You know, apart from what you want, I'm concerned for him because for him to have a good life, he's going to have to learn to sacrifice.
Yeah. What was the verse that you read, Henry? It'd be great for her if she could write that down and maybe share that with him and let that be the beginning of a discussion about all kinds of issues like this. John, I don't know if this is exactly right, but I know of a couple who, they were in a counseling session, and the counselor says, so, what are you guys going to do about a prenuptial agreement? Because he had some money, and she didn't. And he said, well, I've thought it through, and I don't really think you're truly married if you have to have a prenuptial agreement. And she said, I've thought it through, and I'd be willing to do whatever he wanted to do.
Wow!
So you know they were in the same, they could have defended their territory, but they were in the same place on kind of a touchy issue. Here, you want to jump over on the other side of the fence.
It's like the old story by O. Henry, "The Gift of the Magi," really famous story about two couples a couple that does that, and they give to each other what they both need to do without, and they end up getting something more.
You know, I was just talking about that story yesterday. That she sold her hair, but what did she buy him selling the hair?
Some kind of watch or some kind of.
And he bought combs for her. What did he do? Cut off his wrist? I mean, I can't remember.
No, he sold his watch, and she bought him a watch band, I think, a pocket watch band, I think.
Or a chain.
Watch chain.
That's right.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay, got it. All right. Henry, I love that verse.
Well, I was reading actually, or talking about a couple of them. In Romans 14, it says this: one man's faith allows him to eat everything. And we could substitute allows him to listen to music. But another man, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not. And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? Mm. And then it goes on to talk about different kinds of days and worship and this, that, and the other. And then it says this, and here was kind of the main one. Stop passing judgment and make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way. And it says after that, just, you know, kind of keep it to yourself. Mm. And so that's got to be the attitude, I think, in terms that y'all have of trying to change each other. But, Stacy, I would just want y'all to sit down and write a sheet of paper. Or write a sheet of paper. Get a sheet of paper and write down a bunch of categories like church, finances, how we spend our time, hobbies, how we're going to, you know, spend our money,
budget,
what we're going to be committed to, et cetera, et cetera. And talk about a process of giving to each other that's going to govern all of those. And then you won't get caught up in each individual argument.
And if
and
you
find... might find a church that's a compromise also.
But if you find that there are a lot of areas where it's really going to be hard for you guys to come together on, you ought to take a look at that before you do what you're supposed to do next week. I mean,
right.
Really. It could be an issue.
Okay.
The issue. Okay?
Okay.
So what are you feeling after we've just really let you have it there and told you the hard truth?
Well, I mean, it's something that it's been bothering me, and I really need to look at it. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I've got that one friend that calls me every night.
Yeah.
Every night without fail. Have you discussed this yet? No. Have you talked to anybody about it yet? No.
Why haven't you? If you can answer that question, you have discovered a big, big, big enemy to your relationship. And you need to solve that issue.
Mm.
A relationship needs to be able to talk about things.
All right. I want you to hold on. Let me send you Boundaries in Marriage and Every Man's Marriage, and I hope that both those books will be a blessing to both of you.
Hey, Stacy.
Stacy, you still there?
Yes.
Does the guy like oatmeal?
Actually, he does.
Okay, good.
You guys will be fine.
Yeah,
we're not worried.
Well, at least you'll be fine until he goes off to work.
Or until dinner.
Yeah, until dinner, you're fine. All right, hey, we care about you, and we're glad that you called us. And anybody else interested in those books, you can get them at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com.
Okay, I got to say something.
Okay.
Just, and Stacy, this is not, you know, I'm not getting down on you or anything, because all of us have these quirks. It's why, you know, God wouldn't take space in Scripture to address the issue if it weren't a big issue, because we all have it.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking, doesn't the non-Christian look at the church sometimes and see our inability to love each other and get over the minutiae and come down to the central landing point of God so loved the world that he gave his son?
Right.
That we could have life and not perish?
Mm.
And who cares about what color the choir robes are? And people look at us and go, is that what being a Christian is about? No, it's about that God loved the world and he comes to visit us every day and make our lives better.
And there's some people listening thinking, well, if you saw the color of those robes at our church, you wouldn't be saying that, buddy.
You're listening to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That number again is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back.
I'd found the pornography on the computer. He had been signing up for a number of dating and sex solicitation websites.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
I didn't know anything about sexual addiction or the recovery process or anything. And one of the resources I found was Dr. Sherry Keffer talking about what it was like to go through the trauma from someone else's sexual addiction or betrayal, and I knew I'd found the right place.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 24th through the 26th in Dallas, Texas.
As soon as I got there, it was a very welcoming, safe environment.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Women in the Battle was hands down the most productive, effective, and helpful workshop I've ever been through.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see him in a more accurate form and begin to trust him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. We've got the New Life live show streaming live on the internet at newlife.com. And you can go and post little suggestions and things to us. We look at them during the show. So you can do that at newlife.com if you want to. Let's go back to our caller.
Thank you for that last suggestion, but instead we're going to stay on the program. So any other suggestions besides that, I'm fine. That last one we just read.
Why don't you just go off the air and go home?
Yeah.
No, we're not.
If you listen to New Life Live later, is that a problem?
It is not a problem. You can just click on it, and there it is.
Streams.
Okay. Let's go to Mary. Mary's calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. WORD is the station. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
How could we help you, Mary?
Okay. I'm really nervous, so I'm more nervous than I had been this morning when I had to meet my husband at the magistrate. So
that's another story.
Yeah, it's actually part of the big story. But my question basically is, there's two verses in Scripture, two places in Scripture where divorce is permissible. And I'm thinking that maybe the one about abandonment might apply to me. It would be something I would like to hear anyways.
Is your husband a believer?
No.
Okay.
No. I separated a year ago from him, me and three of my four children. And after I had set up a lot of boundaries, after I read your boundaries book and asked him to stop drinking and told him what we would be doing if he hadn't. And he didn't, and finally we just had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were in counseling for about 3 months, maybe four, and then his busy work season came, and we just quit. He just he stopped calling even. So I haven't heard from him much until recently when we have a property that we kind of own together.
Mary, what was it that about the drinking that you thought you needed to leave?
Well, there was a lot of anger associated with it. The kids were actually asking me to leave. That was one of the things that really got me going.
Like, what would he do?
Just scream and yell, mm-hmm.
Just out of control stuff.
Yeah. It's sometimes there was throwing things involved. There was never any physical abuse. But the kids, like, emotionally and myself were pretty beaten up because we just wonder why he wouldn't spend any time with us on the weekends. And
okay, well, we're almost out of time, so I need what is your question for us?
The abandonment scripture.
Does that apply in your case?
Yeah. We left him, but he doesn't seem to be working. I've asked him even this morning, if we could work on this, and he's still crying the crazy, chaotic, alcoholic thing.
Does he want to stay married?
A couple times in counseling, he didn't seem to really know. He was unsure.
But right now, he's saying he wants you.
Not sure.
Well, then it's a hard question to answer.
Yeah.
So I think that in general, the stance is that you do everything you can. You talk and you cajole and you nag and you pray, and then when that doesn't work, you start to have limits like you did, and then the limits have the greatest possibility of breaking the other person's heart, like, the prodigal, and they end up in the pig pen, and they repent, and they say, I want to work this out. And so if you hold on to the limits in that way, and it does its work, then he comes back, but he only comes back if he's going to be in recovery and get sober, and he doesn't move in right away. You know, he's got to earn that. But then if he doesn't, he goes away. And it sounds like you don't know that yet.
No, I don't. I'm not 100%.
Well, I wish we could help you more, but it isn't.
Well, we can help you in this way, that suspend that question and work on your own wellness, your own health, and your own growth.
Yeah.
And that is the strongest thing that you can do, because you'll become more and more light. And what light does is, as Jesus says, it is the judgment. We don't nag people or, you know, or condemn them or judge them, but we become light, and the light either wakes them up and they come the way of the light, or they go away.
Yep. All right. Well, I think it's great you're going to Al-Anon. Please continue with that. And let me send you a copy of Boundaries in Marriage by John and Henry. Hope that'll be a great blessing to you. Just about out of time. Now, I want to tell you about something new that we're going to do in October. It's the Take Your Life Back Intensive. And this is for anybody who's gone through life reacting rather than responding to life. It's going to help you figure out, how do I do something with this shame and this trauma? How is it that I have let somebody else control my life, and what do I need to do to be in control so I can give it to God? Or is there some dependency, some addiction, some habit, overthinking, whatever it is, that's taken a big chunk out of my life? We've got a special intensive we're doing for you in October. You can sign up for it right now, because we think it's time to take your life back. And in July, we're in D.C. with our Intimacy in Marriage intensive, and the hope that if you have struggled in any area of intimacy, whether it's emotional or physical or even spiritual, that you'll come and let us work with you, because it's just going to be a fantastic, amazing time together with you if you'll come. So much work is done during those intensives. And some people say it's like 6 months or a year, but deep work that would normally just be done in a counseling session. And because you're connected with people, you've got support ongoing. Every Man's Battle is in Denver on June the 10th, July the 8th in Chicago, and August the 5th in Sacramento. Also, we need your help. We've got a matching gift, and we would love for you to help us. And if you will give us a gift of any amount, we'll send you this publication we've done on surviving grief. So many people are stuck in grief. It's like the sludge and the blackness of all of that grief that maybe you experienced 20 years ago is still there. It's not too late to get rid of that so that you can be free. And here's a little booklet to help you do that. Sometimes all we can do is just get through, but then other times, it's time to grow. And if that's true for you, we'll get you this book for a gift of any amount, literally any amount. And then for $20, you can join Club New Life, a special, very, very reasonably low membership level for Club New Life. And it really is the foundation of what we do, because the people in Club New Life support us every month, and it adds up. So come and be part of that. And John, as we close out the program, would you share a scripture with us?
You know, Henry started the program, Steve, talking about why Moses said that we should obey it's for us. And I thought about listening to what people were struggling with at the end of the program, what it says in Isaiah, that there's just, it's very clear in chapter 1 that what the benefit is. This is, God says, if you'll only obey me and let me help you, then you'll have plenty to eat. If you keep turning away and refusing to listen, you'll be destroyed by your enemies. There's a blessing and a warning there. And the idea is that following God is for our benefit. Following God brings us life and happiness and people and fulfillment and a job to do and healing and all these sorts of things. Mm-hmm. It's not about obeying a bunch of rules. It's where life really resides. Mm.
Well, rules are great to help us build relationship with God and with others. If you don't see it that way, and if you have never stepped back long enough to see that the rules are lubricants for our relationships, try to look at it that way today. Hey, we started out talking about praising God. We praise God for you. We love you. We thank you for being with us. We'll see you here tomorrow on New Life Live. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this classic program from the Archives of New Life Live. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but we also need you to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. That means we depend on your gifts to stay on the air, which is why your financial help is so important. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again next time for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.